Good morning, Ketchikan. So I want to thank everybody for coming today. We're here celebrating another first in the Ketchikan shipyard. It seems like that's getting to be pretty routine.
Be attentive, O Lord, to our supplications, and bless these keels and the ships to be constructed thereupon, and the men who will be building them, and those who will, men and women who will be sailing aboard them. As you bless Noah's Ark in a deluge, stretch forth your hand to them, O Lord, as you reached out to Peter when he walked upon the sea.
I applaud and thank you all for the continued efforts. The administration has really worked hand in hand with the Marine Transportation Advisory Board and allowed us to play a role where, you know, we were engaged in should we procure this thing. And I think it was a very unique opportunity. And so we've seen the willingness to stretch out and think beyond our horizons, and I think that we embark on a new era today, and I thank you for that and wish us all great success.
Here in Ketchikan, Ada's partnership with Vigor, the borough, the city, and the state has created a world-class shipyard and a dynamic economic and job creation engine for the region and the state. Several years ago, we celebrated the building of the Chevron Legacy, the first steel marine vessel manufactured in Alaska. Then more recently, Vigor Alaska completed the Arctic Prowler. And now here we are today, celebrating the laying of the keels for the first state ferries to be built in Alaska.
It's an honor to be here today to see the Alaska-class ferries get to this point with actual steel taking shape on the ground. But these are not only new ships, they represent a new concept for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Large capacity, conventional speed day boats. The Alaska class ferries represent an important step for the economy of Ketchikan and the state in terms of construction jobs and related dollars, but they also represent a very important change for the AMHS. Over the next 50 years, when these vessels go into service, they are estimated to reduce the annual operating cost to the AMHS by approximately $5 million. At the very least, the elements already put in place that we can see today may make many years of future AMHS vessel construction in Ketchikan a real possibility.
We're here to celebrate the beginning of life of the two Alaska Marine Highway System fast ferries to ever be built in Alaska by our hardworking, highly motivated, and skilled Alaskans. I'd like to take a quick moment to introduce our ship sponsors, First Lady Donna Walker. And our other sponsor, Mrs. Antoinette Mary Malott, who unfortunately can't be here today, but sends her regards. Mrs. Walker, welcome to the Ketchikan Shipyard, and thank you for helping us give life to this next generation of ferries.
It is so great to be back in Ketchikan. I so remember the first day I came to Ketchikan. Some years ago, this is the first place I stopped, and I took my first tour of this facility. I thought I had rediscovered Alaska. I had not seen this elsewhere in Alaska, this kind of passion, this kind of, you know, we can do it, we can build something. You know, it's so exciting for me to be in a setting that is not talking about the price of oil. I've been governor for about 12 days now, and every day has been a briefing about the price of oil, and it's not been a positive thing. But this is very positive. I said throughout the campaign that if we could do in Alaska what is going on in Ketchikan, what a great state we would have.
I do just want to say what an honor it is to have as one of my first official duties to be able to do this, and to, I guess I understand that I will be invited back in a few years to christen the new vessel, and it's just an incredible honor. I also wanted to vouch for Bill. He does go throughout the state telling everybody about what's going on here in Ketchikan and this Made in Alaska enterprise that I know you're so proud of, and he is as well. We have many good friends here in Ketchikan. We love Ketchikan, and we will look for every opportunity to return. Thank you so much for this honor.